Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being salt and light in the world, was recorded at our Summer Family Bible Conference and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And the Lord here made this comparison and said that this is what we are. Now, let me make a point here that He didn't tell you to act like salt. He didn't tell you to start becoming like salt or to acquire some of these things and start moving in that direction. This is what we are. When you got born again, you are the salt of the earth. You are the thing that is going to kill the infections and the ungodliness that comes into this world. It is the things that God has placed on the inside of us. We are the salt of the earth. We are also the preservative for this earth. We are the one that keeps this thing going. And you know, I wished I had more statistics. I just have a knowing in my heart. I've got some things up here that maybe I'll get to and read tonight. But there are some great things happening in this earth. And we don't hear about it near as much as we should because our news media is certainly not reporting all of the good things. Like, I've got a stat up here, and let me just quickly refer to this. I won't read this whole thing, but these are some of the positive things that one of our, Jay Randolph, the guy that does a lot of my writing of my books, he transcribes them and turns them into books. And he went through and found some of these positive things that are happening. It says back in 1970, the world had 71 million core apostolics. And anyway, it goes into great explanation about what this is. But it's an effort to try and distinguish between just people who claim Christianity and people who are truly born again. These are people that share a biblical worldview and that are pretty much committed Christians. And so it says 1970, the world had 71 million core apostolics, born again Christians with a vision to reach out to the world. That term is, anyway, he goes on and explains that. But as of mid-2000, when this was written, it had 707 million core apostolics. That's 10 times the increase in 30 years. And it goes on to say that that comes to 11% of the planet. It doesn't even take into account all of the 1 billion Christians who claim to be Christians, but there's no growth in their organizations and stuff. So these are talking about committed Christians. Anyway, there's a lot of things in this article, but I wanted to flip over here and just show you this. I don't know where they come up with these statistics, but they have a list here of all of the people that have been raised from the dead by country. And it says that in, I forgot the exact, oh, here it is. 5 years ago, he says, I was amazed to hear of resurrection reports from 8 countries. Now it's exploded to 52 countries. In the United States, he has 124 reports of people raised from the dead there. Vietnam's 125. That's the highest. There's many of them that have well over 100 people raised from the dead. And the good news about all of this is that it's not just in the United States. Matter of fact, it's mainly outside of the United States. This group that was considered these core apostolics, the ones that are baptized in the Holy Ghost, speak in tongues, evangelical, believe in miracles, it used to be one out of every 14 Christians, I believe, or something like that. Now it's one out of four. 25% of all born-again Christians in the world are spirit-filled and beginning to operate in this. And the good news is that it's just taken off like wildfire in other countries. So my point is that there's a lot of good things happening, but you don't hear many of these good reports. Nearly everything you hear, it's just pitiful. It's pitiful. And it really gets me upset. And here's what the Lord was saying about it. It says that we are the salt of the earth. If we don't like what's happening, you know, it's not time to gripe about the politics or about anything. It really is a reflection on the body of Christ that we aren't getting out of the salt shaker. We are the light of the world. We aren't shedding the light. And if you look at that verse in verse 13, it says, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost his savor, over in Luke's account of this same thing, it says if the salt has lost its saltiness. Matter of fact, this word savior here, I looked it up before I came in here tonight. It means to be insipid or to act like a moron is what the word really means. It comes from the word merino and from the Greek word moros, and it's a word we get moron from. It was translated to become a fool in Romans 1:22. It was translated made foolish in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And so it means literally to be a fool. If we, you know, the scripture says in Psalms chapter 14 verse 1 and Psalms 53 verse 1 that the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. When it says to become a fool or to act like a fool, it's talking about if we start acting like the unbelievers, then how's the world going to be salted? That's what this is talking about. For a long time I used to take it that if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it, the salt, be salted? How's God going to ever revive it? I don't believe that's what he's talking about. The subject here that he's talking about is the world. The world, the way that God has established to reach the world is through his body of believers. We are the salt, the preserving factor of the entire earth. And if we aren't preserving this earth, God does not have a backup plan. There isn't a plan B or a plan C. There is no way for the world to be salted. It says it's fit for nothing. I believe that's talking about the world, but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men. And you know what I believe is really happening in our culture, and I'm talking to America. Again, there's red hot revival happening in most places on the earth except in America. And I believe a lot of that has to do with our affluence. A lot of it has to do with the news media and other things that aren't reporting the good things. They're magnifying and amplifying all of the negatives. But, you know, basically, the world is just spinning out of control. It's being trodden underfoot of man. The ungodly are taking control. Things are happening that it's just hard to imagine that these things would have ever happened. You know, just this last week, they licensed gay people to be officially married in California. That had happened in Massachusetts before, but the difference in Massachusetts was that it didn't recognize people from other states coming and doing this. And so it was a localized, very limited thing. But with the California rule, now anybody in any state can go to California and be legally recognized as a married couple, and they go back to Colorado or Texas or Missouri or wherever, and now there's a problem. Because you've been recognized in one of the states as a legal deal. And it's just opened up a whole can of worms. There's terrible, terrible, terrible things happening as a result of this. And why is this kind of stuff happening? It's happening because the body of Christ isn't being the salt of the earth. Because we aren't being light. And let me just point out a couple of things. Salt, yes, it preserves and it protects and it adds flavor to things. But you know, the very first thing that salt does, it'll kill. Salt will kill things. Matter of fact, there's examples in Scripture where Abimelech over in the book of Judges went in and conquered a city and he tore the walls down, all of the buildings, and sowed the entire area with salt in Judges chapter 9. The reason that he did that was because if you sow it with salt, no vegetation is going to grow. Therefore, no animals can exist there. People can't exist there. It just kills things. It's a destructive force. And Christians don't like to think about this. We like to think about that, oh, we're here to just bless people. And ultimately, that is the goal of the body of Christ. But you know, sometimes you have to be confrontive. You have to speak out, and there are things that need to die. Amen. Let me share this passage of Scripture with you. When the Lord called me to minister out of Jeremiah chapter 1, He gave me these verses, and it's a long story, but He woke me up in the middle of the night and God told me that He would give me anything I wanted, just the same thing that He offered to Solomon. And I was an introvert. I couldn't talk in front of people. It was pitiful. And I had this opportunity to speak in front of the Baptist church I was in, and I was scared, spitless, and I didn't know what to do. And anyway, I asked the Lord, I said, I want the ability to be able to speak your word and change people's lives. And And here's the verses that he gave me that night I had that experience. In Jeremiah 1:4 says, "The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." You know, that was a pretty big statement. And considering that I had never had more than a dozen people ever sit and listen to me, and it was never good, it was hard to believe that this was me. And so my first thought was exactly what Jeremiah said in the next verse. He said, "Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child." And man, I thought, God, that's exactly, you're saying all of these things that you want me to speak in front of millions of people and do all of these things. God, I can't speak. I'm a child. I don't have the ability to do this. And he said unto me, "Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, that shalt thou speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord." Boy, that is a powerful verse. That's really good. You know, when I first started ministering, to keep from being afraid of people's faces, I don't know if you've ever figured this out, but I tell our Bible college students this, that if you're struggling with people, did you know that if you'll look about 6 inches or a foot above their heads, you don't ever have to look at them, and they think that you're looking at them. I used to do that when I started out. I'm better now. But you can look, and it looks like I'm looking at you, but you know, I'll preach to people for an hour and a half, and I never even really notice who's there. I don't pay attention to people. I'm not really looking at you, and I guess that's probably a reaction to me being an introvert, but it's in an effort to conform to this. Don't be afraid of their faces. You just speak whatever I command you. And in verse 8, or verse 9, it says, "Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth."
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to make a difference by being salt and light in the world. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado. It's available in an 8-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM230 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to come to one of our Gospel Truth seminars. We hold them all around the country. You, of course, get the teaching, but I also bring as many as 10 to 20 or 30 students with me. We pray with people. We've been seeing great miracles. I mean, people heal, come out of wheelchairs, blind eyes open. We also have personal ministry. I visit with people before and after the service. There's just so much more to one of our Gospel Truth seminars than what you can get right here over the radio. So I encourage you to please take advantage of these Gospel Truth seminars.